There's good news coming out of Haiti. Your help is needed. A short-term mission team is brought to tears in Uganda. And a book helps young teens understand suffering in Liberia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Political upheaval, kidnapping, lack of food, and high unemployment has plagued Haiti for years. However, things appear to be changing, says Kalik Aristide, technical director of Radio Lemur, an outreach of World Gospel Mission. He says police now have the upper hand in gang violence, and the government's more stable.
They have been in power now for over a year, and the president is not a born-again believer himself, but he believes in the power of prayer, and he actually invites evangelical to come to the National Palace once a month to pray for Haiti, and we have seen big change happening.
With renewed stability, they need work teams to help their ministry because Aristide says Haitians are ready for the gospel.
In the midst of calamity, in the midst of misery, the Lord has this way of getting our attention. I think he's getting the attention of the Haitian people right now, and people are turning to God because they are so desperate.
$200,000 is needed to help the radio ministry. Next, tribal conflict and civil war caused Mission Aviation Fellowship to move out of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo about 5 years ago. But now, MAF will be heading back to the region. MAF's program manager of Eastern DRC is David Jacobson. He says there's enough stability in the region, MAF is considering moving back.
At this time, we actually have our first family that has moved in, but they have moved into one of the larger cities very close to the Uganda border. We are hoping to base a second family within a few months, and through that we hope to be able to start rebuilding our base.
Jacobson says rebuilding the base won't be easy.
We had at one point 9 houses and 2 hangars, and every single house has been completely stripped down to bare walls. Strictly out of a financial standpoint, it's pretty daunting, really.
Poor roads and armed gangs make road travel difficult. The base will help national believers reach areas inaccessible by road. You're listening to Mission Network News. Negotiations continue for the release of 23 Korean hostages being held by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Afghanis in the Ghazni province held a demonstration demanding the release of the hostages, knowing that they're Christians, a surprising act since Afghans rarely dare oppose the Taliban. They fear their families will be targeted. After negotiations, the kidnappers are now demanding monetary payment for their release. Continue to pray for God's hand over the hostages. Meanwhile, the government and the displaced children of Uganda are offering signs of hope and peace. Every Child Ministries has a short-term mission team currently working with children in one camp. They share Bible stories, hugs, and worship time with children. Lorella Rouster in Uganda shares the story of a young girl whose worship brought her to tears.
She was just pouring out her heart to the Lord in a way that I have seldom seen. I felt like she had the whole burden of the whole camp and the whole war on her shoulders and was bringing it to the Lord. She just was absolutely pouring out her heart.
The Ugandan government withdrew troops from the camps during the team's time there.
That is a big sign of hope, I believe, for the people. And I think it also is a sign that things are safe enough for things to begin to return to normal.
If you'd like to sponsor a child from this camp, visit our website. And after traveling with World Hope International to Liberia, one author has released a book to help tweens understand the suffering she saw firsthand. Heather Gemin Wilson's book, Blood, Diamond, Treasure, addresses issues related to victims of Africa's diamond trade through the eyes of a young girl. In her foreword, World Hope's founder Joanne Lyon writes, "It's an educational tool for young readers to begin to understand the life many Africans face." To get your child a copy, go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest time of the year. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.